Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Adam. I want to ask you this because you're an expert in this area. How about your hash brownies? Are your hash brownies better the first day you make them or the second day?
Hash browns?
No, your hash brownies.
Oh, no, those get better.
Those get better. Suggestions here. People say in hot dish, by the way, like, can we just establish hot dish overrated? Where's hot dish for you, Carter, on the continuum? Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
It's.
Go ahead.
I guess it's overrated just because I'm so sick of how we associate Minnesota with hot dish.
I agree. That's it for me.
Like the new guy over at Channel 4, I'm sure he's a great guy, but they did the brand new promo of him and he's got the hot dish. Like, can we get past that already?
You know what he should have done? He should have taken that and just slammed it down. This is disgusting.
Yes, I would have said, bravo, new guy.
Yeah. Lasagna.
We'll get a lot of lasagna and spaghetti.
I agree, actually. How about potato salad?
I don't like potato salad.
God, what's wrong with you? Brisket.
Well, brisket anytime.
I don't know. When you make brisket the first day, it's so hard to make, but it's so good. Thanksgiving dinner, lutefisk. Honestly, lutefisk is disgusting. Beef stew. A caller wants to chime in, too.
Actually, you know what does get better the second day? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Egg bake.
Oh, egg bake.
When it's cold.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Egg bake, properly rated. Captain Obvious wants to chime in. Go ahead, Captain.
Yeah, aged cheddar.
Aged cheddar. How aged does it have to be, Captain?
Well, the older, the better.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I mean,
I think he's on some of those hash brownies.
Maybe recently. Senator Karen Housley is with us. Karen, I have two topics for you before we get to the beer conversation. Adam Carter, who you once babysat, give me his worst trait when he was a kid and you were babysitting him.
You know what? Adam Carter, he would talk back a lot. I'm telling you, he was a tough one, that little Adam.
Doesn't shock me. He does that now.
Always has to get the last word.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, then we were talking, because I'm having chili here the second day, and it was great the first day, but it's clearly better the second day. Give me another food that is better the second day.
You know what? I heard someone say egg bake. That is always better the second day. But sweet potatoes, those are so good cold, too. Sweet potatoes.
Okay, how about the difference between sweet potatoes and yams? Can you explain that?
No, you know what? I call them the same.
Yeah, I don't know.
I call them the same. I think the yams, what is the difference? It's just
I don't know.
With the syrup?
Maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, I like them both. I like them better than potatoes, to be honest.
Me too. So good for breakfast.
Yes, I would take those. Okay, so you're involved with this debate that's taking place about, because 3-2 beer is going away, right? I mean, it's not out there. These major companies are getting out of it. Heineken, Constellation Brands, they've bowed out of it. This effect, because I'll read this Tribune story. This exit only affects Minnesotans, of course, as the state is the last in the nation to restrict neighborhood supermarkets and convenience stores to selling only the weak brew. You want to change that. Why have we held on to this so long where we haven't allowed conventional beer to be sold in our grocery stores?
I don't know why we've held on to it so long. It is a prohibition era law. And at this time last year, there were still 5 other states that would only allow their grocery stores and gas stations to sell 3-2 beer. And all of those finally changed their law, including Utah. So we are the last remaining state to which, right, the big breweries, the Heinekens, have decided, you know what, it's such a small market and it's only Minnesota, so we aren't going to make it anymore. And so now you're going to have these grocery stores and gas stations that aren't even going to have a product.
Yeah.
So the bill that I have says, let's let these grocery stores and gas stations sell strong beer and wine if they want to. That's it. It's pretty simple.
It is pretty simple. Now, there are many issues where we don't see a political divide. Unfortunately, too many issues we do see it. when this has come up before, or when you've canvassed the Senate and other folks, is there a divide between Democrats and Republicans on this issue?
There's not a divide between Democrats and Republicans. It's bipartisan. Either they both support it, or sometimes both are against it. The reason some might be against it is they, you have in some cities, especially in greater Minnesota and the rural areas, municipal liquor stores.
Yep, exactly.
And so what my bill does, it still protects those municipalities, is they would have to go to their local city council or the municipality board and get the license from them. So it still gives local control to those municipalities that want to keep their muni liquor stores, but lets everybody else still get the approval or the license from their local city council to be able to sell it. So that's been the issue, I think, is greater Minnesota versus the metro, which we have protections in there for the munis.
What about just liquor stores themselves, the private ones, not the ones owned by cities or counties? Have they been putting a pretty strong push on this? Because I'm sure they're wary that if beer is first, then other alcohol might be next, and then we become more irrelevant.
I think it's legal in 45 other states, the sale of strong beer in grocery stores, and their liquor stores have still been able to survive. I think the bigger threat to our liquor stores is the big box companies, or even online presence. The Amazons are now selling groceries. So there's
right.
competition. The world is changing.
Correct.
There was pushback from florists when we started having flowers in our grocery store, our meat markets, our pharmacies. But it's 2019, and it's especially with this being the last state and such an old law, I think it's time to change that.
Senator Karen Housley's with us. She has this bill and wants to change it, since we're the only state where you can only sell 3-2 beer in grocery stores as opposed to conventional beer. Now, these major companies are getting out. She wants to change that. It is funny why we as a state can be so ahead of the curve in some areas, Karen, and then just so behind it in issues like this. Do you have a theory on that?
I don't know if I can share the theory.
Yeah, go ahead. Dan, if it's one that she's debating whether she should go with it, then for sure.
Absolutely.
You should go with it. I mean, come on. Who you want to blame? Let's go. Who you want to blame?
We still have here in Minnesota the three-tier system, and this isn't a threat to that at all. But I think any time that there's any liquor bills that are up, everybody gets back on their heels and says, are you trying to ruin our three-tier system? That's where you've got the manufacturers, the Heinekens or the Coors, and then it goes to the beer wholesalers, the distributors, and then goes to the liquor store. Those are the three the tiers.
Yep.
And we're not trying to change anything there. So I think any liquor bill, you've got those groups that are looking at it going, how does this affect me? How does this affect me? So I think that might be why this one hasn't changed. It's just been off the table, and we don't want to talk about changing our liquor laws. But I think now is the time, because we're not going to have a 3-2 market anymore, and now you've got grocery stores and gas stations with no product.
More foods, by the way. People are texting in, better the next day. Cold meatloaf and a sandwich with mustard.
Oh, that one is good. Cold meatloaf.
Yeah, with mustard, too. But where do you stand on ketchup? This show thinks ketchup is overrated.
Oh, no, I love ketchup.
Oh, come on.
Love, love, love.
No,
ketchup.
it's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Mustard is better. Mustard is better.
Raw onions with that meatloaf?
I'd rather have them grilled myself, but yes. Mm-hmm. Gazpacho, better. And I'm not much of a gazpacho. You understand a gazpacho. I think gazpacho is overrated.
Yeah.
Somebody's making shrimp and crab meat lasagna tonight. Ever had it? I've not, but I've had a seafood lasagna with different type of seafood in it, and I think that's pretty good. Where do you stand on a seafood lasagna?
No, I think lasagna needs to stay traditional with spicy Italian sausage.
Well, then we should just keep the 3-2 beer. I mean, you don't want to change things.
No, no, no. When it comes to beer, we need to change things, because there will be no more 3-2 beer.
But lasagna, we can't make any changes with lasagna.
No, because lasagna is lasagna and beer is beer. We're just talking the different strength of it. I'll back off on the spicy Italian if we just have to go Italian.
Yeah, no, I would prefer spicy myself. It just depends on the other folks. All right, Karin, thanks so much. I hope this one passes and we'll stay in touch.
Tell Adam to please forgive me.
No, we'll forget that part.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.